All week long on KALW, we've been playing you this sound.
So what we'll do is we'll start recording, we'll ask a question, we'll wait 10 seconds, see if we got anything. So here we go, I'll start recording in 3, 2, 1. Is there anyone in here that'd like to speak with us today?
We asked you to tell us what that was and where we recorded it. To tell you the truth, I'm not sure I really want to know. KALW's Julie Kane was braver than I am. She went to meet up with a real-life ghost hunter to explore an historic estate in Hayward, where some visitors have had some very strange encounters.
My name is Brendan Alvis. I'm the founder of the American Paranormal Research Association. The clearest voice we ever collected, actually here at the Meek Estate, I'll show you an example. That was that instance with the reporter from the Tri-City Voice. And again, he was holding my digital voice recorder, as well as his, him being a reporter. He likes to document everything. And at the exact time he asked this question, my recorder collects a disembodied voice. His recorder goes to complete static. And still to this day, he doesn't know how that happened. He still owns that recorder, and it still hasn't happened since. So you will hear Simon ask the question, then you'll hear a very clear voice after that.
Can you come as close to the red light as possible? Can you come as close to the red light as possible?
So tell me what this voice is saying.
We believe it to be, again, it's open to interpretation. Other people hear different things, but we believe it's saying, yes, I would. I died in here. So you want to hear it again?
Yes.
So. Yeah. So let's go ahead and try and make our way down to that cistern and see if we can get down into that. Turn on this light. There's another one down here we can turn on as well. Watch out for the spider webs and whatnot. This is a little here. So one thing I will tell you, it's a really narrow staircase, very steep, so do not put your hands against the left-hand side of the wall. You can see there's nails sticking out. So when we go down, be very careful and do not try and put your hands against the wall, okay? Okay. And right here, we can stop. You can see some of this mold growing here, but see the names?
Can you read those?
See, it looks like it says Helen, Sam. That's the only ones I could read. Not quite sure what the other ones are saying, but you can definitely see the name Helen and Sam. This area has had some activity, and people have reported feeling sensations down here, as well as hearing the voices of a child. Definitely one of the spookier places in the building.
Should we
ask a
question?
Yeah, let's do it. So we'll go ahead and start a recording in 3, 2, 1. Is there a young girl down here that would like to say something to us? That was my stomach, sorry. It's in session. That's one of the many things, you know, that happens. We'll go in a location for hours and hours at a time and sometimes get nothing. So it's just kind of a, you know, right place at the right time kind of thing. So.
Well, there's no winner this week. We think you all might have just been too afraid to call. But don't worry, we'll have another contest next week.